other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest. We've teamed up to bring you InfoWarsTeam.com. And he's got free audio files there. We're going to be adding video files there to the site over the weekend. InfoWarsTeam.com. I'm inviting all my listeners to get involved. What is it, $9.95 to sign up. Then you get upwards of 30 to 40% discounts on these wonderful vitamin and mineral and nutrient drinks, powders, you name it. It's just amazing products. I'm going on them all next week. I've done the research. I've chosen this product line. And what I'm into is what I promote to you. If I'm doing it, I tell you about it. It's real simple, okay? I do what I believe in. I walk the walk, ladies and gentlemen. I don't just talk the talk. And so you get huge discounts right there. You're able to buy the products, able to get others signed up and sell it to them. And this is how we defeat the globalists, is through the free market. Again, liberty is popular. The truth and health is popular. And I've done the analysis. The only thing I've got missing is that I am nutrient deficient. I even went a month ago and had my blood tested. Okay, now going back to Dr. Wallach, because we're almost out of time. I was telling that story, and you talk about dead doctors don't lie. That's the name of your radio program. And that's absolutely accurate. The guy that did my surgery was supposedly, this great doctor in Dallas. He was a nice guy. He was a former NFL lineman, and he was a big guy. He was only, I think he was less than 50 years old, and he did the surgery. And then I went, called 4 weeks later and said, I need to get scheduled to have the pen taken out. I still got the pen, by the way. And they said, well, the doctor's had a huge heart attack. He's down at the coast, and he may be retired. And I called back a few months later and I said, is he able to remove the pin or I get a new doctor to do it? They said, we're sorry, the doctor has died. And he wasn't even, if I remember, wasn't even 50 yet. You talk about the statistics, and I've seen them, of medical doctors, dentists, you name it. I mean, these people, how are we listening to anything they say when they've got very low life expectancies?
You're exactly right, Alex, and this is why we came up with the Alex Pack, so that the average American can live to be well beyond 100 chronologically, yet be biologically 30. The average medical doctor, according to their own research, Alex, is 56. Why would we listen to a bunch of guys whose average lifespan is 56, how to live to be 100? And they die from cancer, diabetes, heart attacks, and stroke. All the things we want to prevent or cure, why do we go to them? And it's madness. And so I really, really appreciate our alliance here. And your ability to communicate is just going to be enormous in saving America from the medical system by getting them on a healthy program. If you don't get sick, you don't need a doctor. You don't need a doctor if you get sick anyway. But
well, Dr. Wallach, that is my plan. That's why I reached out to you. So I did the research. I knew who you were. I'd interviewed before just as a guest, and I thought this is the guy to team up with, and I'm honored to be working with you because it's very, very simple. It's just like fluoride. They're now admitting that sodium fluoride is so toxic to the body. The government had to admit it last week. You know,
it's an insecticide.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's an insecticide. They use sodium fluoride for an insecticide to kill ants, you know, fire ants in Texas and Africa.
Exactly. So I go with what I know we can do, doctor. I say, stop drinking fluoride. Or if I know we don't have the minerals we need, I'm going to promote it, and I'm going to do it myself. I mean, it's just all part of making the right decisions, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a do-it-yourselfer concept. Americans are Americans because we're independent. We don't want the government doing anything for us except protecting us from enemies foreign and domestic. And in this case, the enemies domestic are the politicians and the doctors and the medical systems and the pharmaceutical industry.
The special interest and again, that's why they're moving with Codex Alimentarius that is in, it says Codex Alimentarius, in the Food Safety Act, written by Big Pharma and Big Agra. They want to shut down people like Dr. Joel Wallach being able to get us this information. And by the way, I'm going whole hog on this. I'm giving this stuff to my parents. I'm giving it to my family. I'm not even going to go out and try to sign them up. I'm going to give it to them first and see the results they get, because I know they're going to get great results, because I've talked to countless people over the years about Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, oh my gosh, I was sick. It made me better. And then I did the research on the minerals. I remembered what the vets I worked for said. It makes total sense. Let's try it out together. InfoWarsTeam.com. Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, syndicated by the great Michael Zwirling. We'll talk to you again very, very soon, sir.
Okay, thank you so much, Alex. God bless you, and thank you so much for the Alex Pack.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing up there at InfoWarsTeam.com. What Dr. Wallach thinks you absolutely need, it's right there, InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones for the next 52 minutes with Bob Chapman, who's always gracious to join us every Friday in the third hour. His website, of course, is an invaluable place for research. And that, of course, is internationalforecaster.com. And we're going to get into the economy a little bit with him, the situation with Mexico, and a few other issues in this segment. And then we're going to take your phone calls, because I know Bob always enjoys hearing the different topics that you raise, because he's a well-traveled, very intelligent guy, and he can certainly field any of your questions. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I want to get into OPEC ministers saying oil is going to go to $100 a barrel. The British are freaking out, saying that will cause the EU to go down, and that will push this over the edge, because our economies are completely dependent, almost completely dependent, on oil and natural gas and distillates from it. If Lindsey Williams' intel from the former head of Atlantic Richfield, who's now died, so we can release his name if that comes out to be absolutely true and it goes to 150 a barrel to 200, that is going to be devastating to the economy. We're going to get Bob Chapman's take on that. But first, I wanted to get into the shooting with you, because we haven't talked a lot about that today, and we haven't talked to you since it happened, Bob Chapman. Bob, what do you think's going on here? You know, formerly with U.S. intelligence agency, formerly the biggest private silver and gold broker, had the biggest newsletter until you retired for a decade, came back. Now you have the international forecaster. I'm just reintroducing Bob for some stations out there that are new. Bob, what is your scoop as a as you know, kind of one of our learned omnibudsmen of liberty on the situation out in Tucson?
Well, I think it's absolutely tragic that the shooter felt it necessary to shoot so many people. If he had a disagreement with his fellow religious person, who is Ms. Givens, then that's one thing. And, of course, it's not meaningful that you should shoot anybody, but it should have been left at that, but it didn't. It wasn't. And I think from my experience that spraying of bullets all over the place was a cover. I think that the perpetrator knew he was going to get caught. And I think that the shootings of many people was a cover. Yes, everybody will think that Miss Given was the target. And maybe she was. But how about the judge?
Who we know is probably the most conservative federal judge and had continually voted pro-Second Amendment and had helped shoot down the Brady Act with Sheriff Richard Mack.
Well, also, we're getting reports that he, just days before, had made decisions regarding the administration requesting that they be allowed to go after the assets of known drug dealers of one kind or another.
And by known, no judge, no jury, I did look up the ruling. They were saying just let us grab anybody's money we want with no proof, and Judge Roll said no, so he died.
Well, I think, and I have from the very beginning, he was a target. And they were going to teach him. And that's the way these people operate. And they understand also that they were trying to skirt going, the administration was trying to skirt going through Congress on the issue of a trade, what I call confiscation, of 401ks and IRAs, of which there's $6 trillion in them, so that they could access them and trade off government-guaranteed annuities. And I understand he shot that down as well. And if that's the case, it gives plenty of reason to think that perhaps that was the real reason he was there. I understand he had debated and spoken with Miss Given before, who went to the same synagogue that he did, which makes this whole thing even worse. I mean, it's just like if you went to the same church and you talk to somebody all the time and then you walk over and shoot him in the head.
Yeah, I know. If you add all this together, he wasn't supposed to be there. They claim he was shopping. But in the indictment and the charges against the Grim Reaper killer, who admittedly now was on hallucinogens not almost every day, multiple times a day, out of his gourd, thought he was under mind control, was on drugs that caused disassociation or amnesia. Classic mind control. Sirhan, even mainstream news admitted that was mind control. The L.A. County medical examiner said that Sirhan did not shoot him. We know the name of the CIA agent who did shoot RFK behind the head. So we know this history. The whole thing really does stink to high heaven, and this happens right as the new Republican Congress is coming in, the way the media seizes on it within hours saying it's conservatives, the way the police and sheriffs protected this guy, and he was death-threatening everybody for months, running around like a complete lunatic. They've tried to seal all of that. I mean, just every alarm bell, Bob Chapman, goes off on this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Pima County police chief, or whatever he's called, for the comments he made out of hand, he should be dismissed. And well, he's my age. He should retire anyway.
Well, Bob, I don't know if you've seen all this, but I've had CNN online. I've had MSNBC. I've had Democracy Now!, a bunch of other programs basically blame myself and Ron Paul. They've shifted from Sarah Palin and Limbaugh because it's admitted the guy's a big liberal, and now they're now they're going after their main target, the true outsiders, the true people that want a republic. What's your take on Rachel Maddow implying that it's un-American what I've said and what Ron Paul has said? And she plays clips of it, that the Second Amendment isn't just there for duck hunting or to stop criminals. It's there to stop a Hitlerian or Stalinistic type regime coming to power.
And that's exactly right. And you would expect that kind of response for her. I'm just disappointed they didn't name me.
Well, Bob, I'm going to play that clip. I want to get your take on this. And I'm going to read from the Declaration of Independence. Here is Mr. Maddow last night.
We have a lot of domestic enemies of the Constitution, and they're right down the mall in the Congress of the United States. And right down Independence Avenue in the White House of the United States that belongs to us. It's not about my ability to hunt, which I love to do. It's not about the ability for me to protect my family and my property against criminals, which we have the right to do. But it's all about us protecting ourselves from a tyrannical government of the United States.
Second Amendment, not about hunting or self-defense. It's about citizens having the ability to overthrow the tyrannical government of the United States. That's Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia speaking last April. E.J. Dionne wrote about this at the Washington Post today. He found Republican Congressman Ron Paul making roughly the same argument in print 5 years ago, quoting Mr. Paul, quote, "The Second Amendment is not about hunting deer or keeping a pistol in your nightstand. It's not about protecting oneself against common criminals. It's about preventing tyranny. The founders knew that unarmed citizens would never be able to overthrow a tyrannical government as they did. The muskets they used against the British Army were the assault rifles of that time." Again, the argument here is that the Second Amendment exists so Americans can overthrow the government. That is a view. It is a radical view of gun policy.
Americans are asked, why are you buying guns? They're buying it for civil unrest and to fight back against government tyranny.
It's conservative talk radio host Alex Jones.
Okay, it goes on from there. Here is the Declaration of Independence. This is what this country was founded on. This is how America started. And they talk about the tyranny and that the government is building a tyranny by design, a premeditated tyranny. That's what we're fighting. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, I mean, what are we seeing? It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So Rachel Maddow hates what America is. She is fundamentally not an American, and she is an enemy of the Republic. I mean, it's that simple, and I will fight her in the info war. She will imply we're violent and evil. We have the most violent, illegitimate corporate group of crooks that have hijacked our country. Is a hijacker on a 747 a legitimate pilot? No. This corrupt offshore banking cartel are hijackers. They've hijacked our country. They've killed millions of people worldwide, funding Pol Pot, a million plus Iraqis, hundreds of thousands of Afghans, our own dead troops. You are the people that love the gun. You're the ones massing a giant government military against us. You're the one that'll send the IRS out to kill somebody if they try to stay in their house or blow up their church in Waco. You're the ones. You're the ones that are violent. And we need our guns to protect ourselves from you little Hitlers. Bob Chapman.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And they, from time to time, create the Hitlers. And Adolf Hitler is a good example. He was funded by the large banks and brokerage houses in New York and London, although I don't think he knew where a lot of the money was coming from, nor do I think he cared.
But he was a wind-up toy.
What's that?
Stay there. Explain wind-up toys when we come back. Then phone calls. Then we're getting into the economy and so much more. But they're now sending the FBI to conservative bloggers' houses to intimidate them for writing blogs that don't talk about any violence. I mean, this is the commissars, the political police.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
All right, as promised, I do want to take your phone calls, but Bob was cut off by the break. He was getting into how the globalists, and I mean, this came out in congressional hearings, financed the communists and the Nazis, and that's the British model. British imperial model. They've got to create the enemy so that they can then build up giant armaments industries that are used to then bankrupt their domestic slaves. That's how power is consolidated. Bob Chapman continuing.
And so at Versailles, the bankers pre-wrote the treaty, and they pre-wrote the conditions. And when Germany capitulated, they were able to do exactly what they wanted. And what Versailles was all about was the planning and preparation for World War II. That's why I mentioned the funding of Adolf Hitler, a good part of which came from not German hands. And, of course, the main contributors in Germany were the two major steel companies, Thyssen and Krupp. And they were supposed to be disbanded in 1948, and, of course, that never happened. And so all of these enemies that were created by these people in their organizations. And they set up this dichotomous situation in Europe after the fall of the Weimar Republic in the early 1900s to mid-1920s. And in that effort, they split the people in Europe generally, but specifically in Germany, which had all bad problems before anybody else did, and before the Great Depression came along. And you were either a Bolshevik or you were a National Socialist. And that's how they got the war going. And they finance both sides. And they do it over and over and over again. And that's why it's not difficult for me to figure out what they're going to do next in the world economic arena today.
Because they've got a formula.
That's right. Exactly. They do.
It's a disgusting.
And they have to deviate from it once in a while because the Alex Jones Show and other talk radio and the Internet is forcing them to do that. And every time that we broadcast across the world, we're influencing people by telling them the truth very simply.
Well, Bob, that's what's happening. That's what creeps me out. We've got big breaking news, and I've gotten so conditioned to accept that I'm living in a tyranny and to deal with it psychologically so I can live my life that I'm becoming too comfortable with it. I mean, but things are moving so quickly now. But even though I know it's evil, I'm almost just going, well, that's what's happening. Now they've got telescreens going up in shopping malls and Walmart telling you computers aren't safe. Homeland Security's taking the web over for your safety. Watch everyone. Don't trust each other. They're sending FBI to conservative bloggers' houses who've asked polite questions of Congress people at events, like, why did you give a political contribution to this guy if you're conservative? They are now issuing Homeland Security reports saying if your neighbor talks about politics, go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. They're saying if you buy guns and ammo, that's a sign of terrorism. I mean, this is all just flooding out where they're just admitting, yes, Homeland Security's for you. And the rollout is this guy who fits the classic MO, has every earmark of a mind control assassin. And then it's super creepy. From MSNBC to Democracy Now! To talk radio, I've even got Limbaugh basically blaming me for films I'm in. I mean, I've got the left and right blaming me. It's all my fault, Bob.
Well, it's to be expected because you're at the spear point and you are driving them crazy. And they want to find a way to shut you up. And it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse.
So what, are they just going to keep demonizing me and then just arrest me for some trumped-up baloney? Or?
Of course they will.
Yeah.
And we discussed this a dozen years ago, and it's not going to go away. And I'm a little bit older than you are. I'm old enough to be a dad. And I decided that if I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing, I'm going to get out of harm's way and at least make it difficult for them to try to find me. And so that was my choice. As an elderly person. But I haven't let up one bit, and you know that. And so we got to keep on doing what we're doing because what we're doing is right, and it's going to work, and that's why people all over the world are writing you emails. Thank you very much. Please keep it up. I know you're right. And so that's enough for us of thanks to keep right on going, doing what we're doing.
Well, I mean, look, I've said this 1,000 times. We're coming back and go to calls. I'll say it again. If this was just some boss hog corruption, I would be on the air criticizing it because I would know it was a danger, it can grow out of control. But this is real organized evil. I mean, they really want the nastiest, meanest police state. They're openly announcing they will take everybody's pension funds. They're openly announcing they want to throw basically everybody in prison. I mean, this is really a nasty group of tyrants.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hello, I'm Howard Schmidt, Special Assistant to the President and Cybersecurity Coordinator. Stop, think, connect. In today's digital age, keeping the Internet safe is a responsibility we all share. Stop, think, connect. We need to take time to stop and think before we connect to services over the Internet. Stop, think, connect. It's a national effort to encourage the public to take charge of our safety and security online. Remember, when we stop, think, connect, we make the Internet safer for ourselves, our communities, and our nation.
I'm going to try to be calm, but I'm going to be honest with folks. The police state being set up in this country and across much of the rest of the world is so over the top, so absurd, so ridiculous.
All right.
That I tend to agree with Ron Paul when he said on my show a few months ago.
That is the first minute or so of the 20 minutes, 19 minute, 50 second video, The Witch Hunt Begins. Citizen Spy Network targets political speech gun owners. And it is now happening. They admit the Homeland Security, the threat fusion centers, it is, if you're red, white, and blue, if you're a real American who isn't a communist or an authoritarian, you are the enemy. And that's what Obama basically said. He said, you know, anybody speaking out against corruption, you're causing the violence, and we need to all, you know, together we thrive. That means Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer, one land, you know, one people, one leader. And they want that collectivist control. Instead of it's people who are bound together by the love of liberty and freedom, it's bound together by the state and control and then making us dependent. I will be going into the fourth hour live today, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I cut a few months ago the fourth hour is because I'm starting a new TV show soon. I've been working on it, developing it out of house, and I'm not going to be able to do a show, TV show every day. I'm going to do 4 hours of radio. But in the interim, I'm going to start doing 4 hours a lot or part of 4 hours. And I'm going to be doing a lot of other things here. But continuing with Bob Chapman, a Tunisian president quits after violent protest. The Tunisian president fled today after 23 years in power and fled to North Africa state as the authorities declare a state of emergency following deadly protests. This is what always happens in countries. What happened in Romania? What's happened in Russia before? What's happened here with our founding fathers? And they teach the firemen and police and military. I've got the FEMA training videos. They teach them that the founders are bad and that standing up against a tyrannical government is bad. Our founders revolted over much less. Now, I believe in the info war. I know we're winning. I know we can win the hearts and minds of the police and military. I know we can take it back through the 10th Amendment that our founders put in there as a peaceful way. But if they start trying to oppress that and trying to shut us down and trying to take our guns and trying to bring in a Romanian or a Tunisian or a Soviet-style thing, I'm not going to roll over here, ladies and gentlemen. And as Kennedy said, those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Okay, so I'm done with churches burning. I'm tired of the feds blowing stuff up and blaming it on patriots. It's time for the military and police to choose sides. But here's this example of Tunisia. He begged them to stop. He begged them to grovel. He did a live address. I call on Tunisians of all political persuasions and from all regions to demonstrate patriotism and unity. Now, if he'd have been smart, he'd have gone and blown a little girl's head off, grabbed a mental patient and said that he did it. And the mental patient would have been an enemy of the prime minister. And then the public might have stopped. See, our government's smarter. They know how when people really start waking up and revolution's in the air, they just say, activate that schizophrenic we got drugged up, send them in, make sure they get a kid. And by the way, next hour, why am I going into overdrive? Aaron has the New York Times. Aaron has the actual Nixon tapes that when there was a political shooting that happened with George Wallace and during that whole period with Arthur Bremer, that they went and planted stuff in his house saying he was a leftist when it turned out he was a schizophrenic. And there's some evidence that he probably was actually mind controlled, but just the Nixon tapes of him saying, okay, let's set him up. You want to talk about that a little bit before we go to calls, Bob Chapman?
Well, in a way it's vague. It's been a long time ago. I had the pleasure of meeting George Wallace and Lorleen, and it was another government set up to shut them up. It's just as simple as that. And there's been so many of them. And that's why people have to be extremely careful. And you wonder why people in their 40s and 50s all of a sudden have cancer or fast-acting cancer, and all of a sudden they're gone. Or they have a heart attack, and if that doesn't work, then they have an aneurysm. There's things that government is doing to shut up people who they don't want talking. And it's going to continue. You know, it's just like the assassin they sent after Kennedy, after Reagan. Unless you're going to shoot somebody behind the ear, you don't need to use a .22. You use something, it's going to take them down. And so there's all sorts of little clues along the way that remind you that very often these people are set out to do what they do by government, and that could very well be the case that we've seen in Arizona. We just don't know it yet.
Well, it's confirmed that the Sirhan was staged. That's even London Guardian. I mean, it's confirmed. The police in L.A. even gets confirmed. I mean, it's fact. And when you look at the Arthur Bremer situation, he was a schizophrenic, out of his mind, had clear government connections, and we got Nixon on tape, you know, to go over to his house and plant stuff to say that that he did it for the liberals. And we just saw the Democrats do that against the conservatives, and when that didn't work, they went in and said, okay, it's Ron Paul and Alex Jones. It's those people that want to audit the Fed. It's their fault.
And that will continue, unabated. And we're going to get blamed for more and more things. And the way you challenge that, you meet it head on and say, look, we didn't do that. We wouldn't do that. And this is what we stand for. And probably 80% of the American people or more would say, gee, that's what I stand for as well. So the government's wrong, and Alex is right. And they're going to dig their own hole. They can't win a media war, even though they control the major media. They can't win it because every day people are fleeing from the major media, whether it's television or it's the newspapers, the magazines. They're fleeing because they know it's wrong. They know there's something out there, and they're looking for it. Maybe they won't be people who act. That's okay. Everybody isn't built that way. Everybody isn't a soldier. And so that's the direction we're headed in, and we're going to stop these people. And all we have to do is tell the truth, and that'll do it.
Well, I know this. At the end of my life, they're not going to be able to say that I didn't engage tyranny and that I sat there on my hind end. And I can't say that about you, Bob. I mean, this tyranny that's being brought in is so wicked, so scientific, so pervasive, so complete. It must be met with resistance. It is not even a question. I mean, we cannot give the species and uncounted generations over to this grip of what the globalists call the final revolution, the endless tyranny. They talk about how it's a complete death grip where they will end the human species as it is known so that we're so crippled we can never again rise. I mean, that is just pure Satanism. Let's go ahead and take a call from Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy. What's on your mind today?
Okay, of course, the thing that's first and foremost and prominent is a shooting in Tucson, Arizona. One thing I noticed a pattern that has evolved here, and I've seen this before, certainly in the last 10 years I've seen this pattern, and this is why I would advise your listeners to be particularly observant and on guard. If you notice, you'll see one half of the media, which represents what is defined as the left in this paradigm, very aggressively seek, you know, incessantly beating the same drum. Basically, it boils down to let's take away civil rights and rights that you have. And on the other side, there are what I would, for lack of better words or term, describe as organizations that or media outlets that try to pose themselves as more traditionalist, or some people would call right-wing.
Loyal opposition.
Right. But the loyal opposition, if you notice, is sort of laying back, being rather melbitose and ineffective or even non-existent in its responses to the other side calling for suppression of rights. Now, when this happens, you have to be careful because, see, a lot of people still believe that a lot of these institutions still function properly. Well, I put a certain political majority in power, or I have a certain organization that's supposed to advocate for Second Amendment rights. Well, when they take this approach, you better be well warned that what's happening here is that they're going to go into the back room, and this is all by design, and they're going to sell you out a little further.
Now, let me stop you and get Bob's take. And Ron, I haven't heard from you in years. Are you the retired police officer?
Yes, I am, yes.
Oh, you always give us – you haven't called them or haven't gotten through in, what, about 2 years?
Yeah, I've tried a few times with no luck.
Yeah, but don't think I forget you because, I mean, I recognize great patriots' voices. Absolutely. I don't watch a lot of TV, or I watch boil downs on YouTube or clips people send me. But last night – I ended up watching about 2 hours of CNN and Fox and MSNBC to analyze what was happening after I got home. And I saw Fox on almost every show except Glenn Beck praising Obama's speech, praising that brainwashing Soviet rally, that nighttime rally, that collectivist, you know, come to the altar of collectivism rally. And I saw them going, yeah, maybe, and on other channels, CNN, MSNBC going, look, the Republicans get it. It is time to lower the rhetoric. And maybe it is time for some more gun control. Hey, this is looking pretty good because now the Republicans have got the House. And now they were fighting over who got to have the troughs and steal the money. But now the mainline Republican leadership, there are a few good new people in there, but overall, same old Newt Gingrich style, carbon taxing, gun grabbing globalists. They're now in there and they're now going to share at the vampire feast on the American people with Obama. And they're going to weaken him just enough. I've seen Karl Rove saying he wants Obama in for another four, and they're going to power share and perch on us. And absolutely the Republicans are planning to stab us in the back like they always do. But the difference is, used to it took 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years for a political flip-flop and people to wake up. They rejected Obama within 6 months. Now the Republicans are going to be rejected, it shows, in just a few months if they don't instantly start repealing stuff. So how are they? I mean, look, I welcome their treason now. Show us who you are, scum. Show us who you are, filth. Go ahead and come out in the open, Bob Chapman.
And we'll drill them, literally. And we'll keep on letting the people know what they're doing there, and what they were sent to do there, and they're not doing it. And who's financing them? All of the parties that were held by the lobbyists during the month of December, so the incoming freshmen, we'll call them, in the House and the Senate, and major corporations from Wall Street and banking and insurance and pharma and transnational conglomerates, they were just burying them in money. And that, you know, we're going to see who said no and who said yes. But it's coming. I think by March or April we'll know.
Well, look at Rand Paul. He's getting more hardcore now that he is the senator. He's coming out and saying this is all a Rahm Emanuel cooked up narrative. And it's freaking him out even on Fox. He's coming right out and they're not going to like it. And the fact is he's going to live with his dad, who's going to be there counseling him, almost like Merlin counseling Arthur. We're going to see what happens now. And we got to pray for those two guys because they're for real and the globalists don't like them. Ron, great points as usual. Did that basically concur with where you see things going?
It basically does. And let me give you a little bit more of information because you certainly mentioned Fox. We know Fox is owned by Rupert Murdoch, as is the New York Post. Now, the New York Post, and you could pull it up, I'm sure, online, uncharacteristically, I know I've read the paper for 15 years every day, uncharacteristically now is taking, as I says, for lack of a better term, what we'll call a left-leaning view. And certainly, I know there's not really a left or a right, there's just people out for power who are conspiring about this issue, and they're calling for a boycott of Glock arms and basically saying Glock is responsible for this.
No, absolutely ridiculous, and they're always attacking the gun manufacturers. We've got to buy more Glock. Well, you notice there's record sale of Glock now, so it blew up in their face. Look, the good news is this isn't 15 years ago where they could sell these hoaxes. Everything's blowing up in their face now, and that's why you see the Republicans and the Democrats kind of circling the wagons together because they're all perched on the pile of gold looking out from the pile at us, the American people, and they see us as wolves. You know, in their mind, they're the shrinking violet, you know, in their petticoat going, oh, look at the rabble, SWAT teams, get them, take their guns. Oh. I mean, they see us as dangerous because we are. We're the rightful heirs of this country. We're the sovereigns. It's we the people. It's our country. And if we don't like what this government is, we can pull it down and put something else in place. That's the Declaration of Independence. That's 1776. That's red, white, and blue. Bob Chapman.
I hear you. And if we're into that, we'll remember 1788 in Paris as it evolved into July the 14th, 1789. And if they want to know what's going to happen to them, if they don't stop what they're doing, just read French history.
Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Georgia. Robert, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex and Bob, it's a true honor to be with you. I consider you all modern American heroes for exposing the globalists. And one of the points I wanted to make, I think what convinced me that 9/11 was an inside job, that they really are that evil, was that film in Bohemian Grove. I think that was a divine appointment by the God of the Bible that you got in there and exposed the Luciferian ritual.
Yeah, people can't believe that I actually infiltrated and got in and got out. They think it must have been staged. They must have let him. For whatever reason, I snuck in. They didn't tell me they were letting me. I got questioned by the Secret Service and was able to, you know, get past them. And we got the footage, and it's there for all to see.
Yeah, I really believe you had angelic protection.
Well, there's no doubt I've got that every millisecond, or I'd be dead right now.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, my question was for Dr. Wallach. I've actually been using the Tangy Tangerine, and I've noticed a great difference. I used to suffer a lot from fatigue, and I've been using it for several months now, plus the fact where everybody else is getting sick around me. I seem to be avoiding the sicknesses, the colds that other people are experiencing.
Yeah, I got told about the Tangy Tangerine, and I've just been taking it for about a month. I'm about to get on all of it, and I've felt a dramatic difference as well. It's funny you mentioned that of their scores of products. Again, that's InfoWarsTeam.com if folks want to get the 40% discount on that. But absolutely, we're going to see what happens with it because I'm going to get on all of the minerals and nutrients and stuff. What was your question for Wallach? Next time he's on, I'll ask it.
Well, I noticed in the plant-derived mineral powder and the ingredients, one of the ingredients was mercury, and I saw lead. But I know it just like with vitamin C, if you take too much of that, you get a toxic.
Yeah, I think they have to put that because something naturally derived is going to have just trace amounts of it bound into it. Like any fish has some mercury. So I think that's the answer there.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Okay, Ron, Tim, Adam, Tim, and others. We'll get to your calls in this segment, the next with Bob Chapman. I'm going to come back live with Aaron Dykes. It was declassified. It was released. Richard Nixon planning to blame the shooting of George Wallace on the Democrats, knowing that the guy was a paranoid schizophrenic and probably, the evidence shows, under their control as an operative. But we know that was a staged event. They planted Black Panther stuff and then porno magazines to make him look crazy or sexually deviant on top of it, and then all this Democratic Party stuff to make it look like he was a supporter. And on these tapes, you hear Nixon calling the Kennedys and saying, if you need any more Secret Service protection, I want to protect you. Looks like the liberals are behind this, and they might want to get you, too. Let me call Mrs. Wallace. I'm so sorry about the governor. I'm so sorry about him. And then he hangs up the phone. Get ready to set him up. I hate that right-wing kook. Let's get in his apartment and blame the leftists immediately. There's just hours of it, listening to Nixon. But today, Rahm Emanuel and Obama aren't doing that. We know they are. Before we go back to Bob Chapman, I want to tell you about End of America, number3.com, dealing with dollar default, losing its world reserve currency status. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment firm. Founded 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They recently created an eye-opening video that's free that can be seen at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Again, check out their website at endofamerica3.com. And also don't forget we're offering 5 months free right now at prisonplanet.tv, but that will end at the end of the month. You get the live video streams of the show as well, not just the audio, and all my films, expanded extras, and your support of prisonplanet.tv makes this transmission possible. Let's talk to Braun in Alabama. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey, if you will, I have two quick points. I don't know if you have time for it, but the first one, I wanted to suggest a Google bomb. A lot of mainstream artists, sometimes they come and go when they talk about the being anti-globalist. But there was a new one. I just saw a music video the other day. The rapper B.O.B. I don't know if you've heard of him, but it's B period O period B. But he released a song called The Watchers. And the video goes right along with it. It shows you a lot of things that, I mean, your listeners are probably already up on, but I thought maybe...
Well, we are doing a Google bomb today that I only plugged once. We need to make it number one. It's Witch Hunt FBI, and that will lead people to our article, Witch Hunt FBI Visiting Conservative Bloggers After Tucson Shootings. This is something we've really got to get the word out on. And not just the media telling you how great it is, the FBI is now our political police. Our article with Watson counters that. Everybody, please Google bomb today to search Witch Hunt FBI to show what's happening. But I will check into that rapper. What was the other point?
The other point is that most of the time you speak about rising consciousness and how everyone everywhere is starting to wake up to certain things. Well, not everyone, because obviously we'd be winning. But it's
not even consciousness. It's just being aware. Go ahead.
Right, just waking up and looking around to your surroundings. But the I called in over the break. I believe it was right before New Year's, but I was listening to another podcast. I won't plug them or anything like that, but it's a very reliable source. They had a couple of guests on talking about the eclipse on the solstice and how,
I got to go because we're almost out of time. I don't get into all the esoteric stuff. When I say raise your consciousness, I mean actual brainwaves. I mean be aware. Don't just be a blob watching television. Bob Chapman, comments on that?
No, I think you covered it. Let's get on to the next one.
All right, well, we're going to break, though, so spend 30 seconds on your view of the awakening. Is it accelerating?
Oh, it certainly is.
So will the same old tricks the establishment has used in the past work now?
I don't think so. I think they're going to have to invent something new. And I think they're going to have to do a lot of things that they used to do in the open undercover.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.